Sir, I have thought good to advertise you of things past a late. One Bartlett, a reader of a divinity lecturer in St. Giles Parish without Cripplegate, notwithstanding he was suspended with the rest, took upon him to read again without license. I sent for him, and willed him to surcease, seeming to offer impunity for the matter past, so he would promise silence for the time to come. He refused so to promise, alleging that in conscience he was forced to instruct the ignorant desirous to learn, and now destitute. Whereupon I, with two other commissioners, yesterday afternoon committed him to his own house, where he still remains. This day, before noon, came into my house 60 women of the same parishes to make suit for him, to whom I sent answer that I would not, in such case, deal with such numbers of women, as much disliking such kind of assembly, but willed them to send me half a dozen of their husbands, and with them I would talk, etc. One Master Philpot, who is also suspended, but of more quiet disposition than some other, hearing of it, came to my house and persuaded them to depart. His authority was greater with them than mine could have been. Otherwise, I feared I should have prayed aid of some magistrates of the city. But by Master Philpot's persuasion they went away quietly. But yet so, as it seems, they moved at some hand's compassion. By this beginning, I suppose ye will consider of that I moved you, which is that some assistance of ye counsel must be had in execution of those matters, if ye will have them to take effect. On Wednesday next I hope to see you at the Star Chamber, or sooner, if you come to your house at the Strand. I shall then further open mine opinion herein. God keep you.